In this bulletin, Prime Minister Scott Morrison tests positive to COVID-19. A Russian missile strikes Ukraine's second largest city. And in football, the Matildas to face New Zealand in a two-match friendly series. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has tested positive to COVID-19 on Tuesday night. Mr. Morrison could not attend the Sydney Opera House light-up event in support of the Ukrainian people. He says he is isolating in his home in Sydney and will be following all health guidelines while working at home during isolation. Mr. Morrison's wife and two children have tested negative and will isolate for 7 days at home as close contacts. The number of deaths attached to Queensland's devastating floods has risen to 9 after police divers recovered a man's body from the north of Brisbane. Authorities believe it is a 76-year-old who was reported missing on Sunday night after his car washed away west of Brisbane. Police have expressed fears for another man who is missing after he fell from a boat into the Brisbane River on Saturday. Plans have commenced to start cleaning up after 3 days of heavy rain leading to catastrophic floods finally eased on Tuesday afternoon. The overall cost of the damage is estimated to run into the billions of dollars. Northern New South Wales local health district has evacuated Ballina Hospital due to rising floodwaters. The hospital's 55 patients were temporarily relocated to the new site, Xavier Catholic College. An improvised emergency department is also being set up at the new location. This comes as Sydney and some areas on the south coast experienced extreme rainfall overnight, which is expected to result in flash flooding and dangerous weather conditions today. Russia has launched missile strikes on the central Freedom Square and residential districts of Ukraine's second largest city, Kharkiv, killing at least 6 people and leaving many more injured. A 60-kilometre convoy of tanks and military vehicles are also threatening the capital. In an address to the European Union Parliament, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia is targeting Ukrainian children to break the Ukrainian people into submission.
Now everything has changed after the cruise missile from Belgorod hit Kharkiv's independent square, the face of our Kharkiv. It's terror against the city, against Kharkiv, against Ukraine. There was no military target at the square, as well as in other residential districts of Kharkiv, which have been hit by rocket artillery. The missile hitting the central square is frank, undisguised terror.
Ракета у центральну площу – це відвертий, нічим не прикритий терор.
Mr. Zelensky has asked the EU to prove their allegiance by increasing support to his country. Russian forces have fired at the Kyiv TV tower and Ukraine's main Holocaust memorial. Ukrainian officials say 5 people have been killed and 5 others wounded in the attack on the TV tower, which is located close to central Kyiv and numerous apartment buildings. A TV control room and power substation were hit, and at least some Ukrainian channels briefly stopped broadcasting. To sport, Football Australia has announced the Matildas will face Women's World Cup co-host New Zealand in a two-match friendly series. The second game will be played in Canberra, marking the first time the Matildas have played in the capital for 9 years. $1 from every ticket sold will be donated to Football Australia's Women's Cerebral Palsy National Team program. The games are due to be held on April the 8th and 12th. And now for today's weather. Perth, a shower or two clearing 24. Adelaide, cloud clearing 28. Melbourne, partly cloudy 28 degrees. Hobart, cloudy 23. Canberra, rain and 18. Wollongong, a possible storm and heavy falls 22. Sydney, much the same 24 degrees. Newcastle, similar conditions 25. Brisbane, partly cloudy 32, Cairns, also cloudy 36, and Darwin, partly cloudy as well, 33 degrees. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.